If you're a Christian and you question whether God still performs miracles through his people today, then you're going to want to stay tuned to the next Family Matters, because we'll be discussing the existence of modern-day signs and wonders. Don't go away. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received an interesting question from a listener who's unsure of the possibility of miracles in this day and age. He asks, "Do you believe that God still performs miracles today? Christians who believe in signs and wonders say that we're supposed to be doing the same works that Jesus did, even greater works than these," it says in John 14:12. Others claim that the era of supernatural intervention came to an end at the close of the New Testament period. What's your perspective? Let's begin by defining our terms. A miracle is a wonder or marvel that defies rational explanation. It surpasses all known human or natural powers. Because of this, it has to be attributed to supernatural causes. In other words, a miracle thrusts itself into our world from somewhere beyond the boundaries of all that we are able to observe, measure, and understand. Do miracles still happen today? This issue can be boiled down to a simple question of worldview. In Focus on the Family's The Truth Project, Dr. Del Tackett pictures the created universe as a box. If we adopt Dr. Tackett's imagery, and if we further suggest that reality is limited to the stuff inside the box, we will have to assume that miracles cannot happen. Why not? Because they break the laws according to which the stuff in the box is supposed to operate. This is what we call a materialistic worldview. When a materialist reads in the Bible that Moses parted the Red Sea with his staff, or that Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, he has to conclude that the Bible is wrong, since he has already decided that such things are impossible. On the other hand, if we are open to the existence and influence of realities that come into human experience from outside the box, then all bets are off. In that case, we have to concede that miracles are possible and that they might happen at any moment. The Christian faith is founded upon faith in a personal God who stands outside the box. He is absolutely sovereign, and he has the power to reach into the box and manipulate its contents whenever he chooses. This explains why miracles have to be possible from the perspective of a Christian worldview. What about the testimony of Scripture? Anyone who is familiar with the New Testament knows that the Apostle Paul lists a number of spiritual gifts, charismata in the Greek language, which he apparently regards as a normal part of the life of the church. Catalogues of these gifts can be found in Romans 12, Corinthians 12, and Ephesians 4. Regardless of your perspective, there is no question that some of these charismata are still operating today. For example, faith, mercy, evangelism, exhortation, and teaching. What about the others? What about specifically supernatural manifestations of the Spirit, such as tongues, healings, and miracles? It's here that the question becomes largely a matter of conflicting and competing denominational viewpoints. The charismatic and Pentecostal churches enthusiastically declare that modern believers can expect to experience the full range of the miraculous, that they, like Peter and John, are empowered to heal the sick and raise the dead. Meanwhile, there are other evangelical Christians who disagree, especially those who adhere to a dispensationalist interpretation of the Bible. These believers insist that the miracles described in the book of Acts were intended primarily as signs establishing the truth and validity of the gospel in the earliest days of its progress. Once the New Testament was written, they were no longer necessary and thus ceased to exist. As an interdenominational ministry, Focus on the Family isn't in a position to resolve this debate for you. If you really want to settle the question in your own mind, we'd advise you seek the counsel of a trusted pastor or one of the elders of your church. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.